Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, this is Pam Drennan, and this is the Cosmic Contact Show, coming to you from the RBR Network. We're glad to have you joining us this evening for this cosmic journey we're all getting ready to take. We are located out of Memphis, Tennessee, but I'm talking to you from Redmond, Washington. Everyone and anyone can access this show by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford. That's Renford. If you don't put that on, you will not get to our show. But anyway, you can go there and you'll be on live, and or you can go to the archives, which are available just a few minutes after the show finishes. And if you're not online and you have someone who wants to hear the show, you can call in 347-838-9142. If you want to ask a question, use the same number, 347-838-9142. And Annie, the moderator, will get you in. Well, we have got a fabulous guest this evening. I'm so excited to have Melanie back again. I would have her every other week. She is funny. She's entertaining, but she is so in touch. But I will tell you more about Melanie. So get excited. Get online so you can ask her questions and figure out what your question is so that she can really give you a good answer. Sometimes we don't know what. Well, I just want to know. Well, I'm going to tell you a little bit about the RBR Network. And this is our rundown of all the shows that we have on every week. I'm the first show, Cosmic Contact, at 4:30 or 6:30 Central Standard Time, Pam Drennan. And then on Tuesdays, we have the I'm Well Show. It's at 8 p.m., all Central Standard Time. The Night Search Show is at 9:30 p.m. That's Tuesday. And then Wednesday is the No Show is at 7 p.m. And the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program is at 8:30 p.m. Thursday is the Progressive News Weekly. That's out of New York. That's at 5:30. Friday is the Searchers Roadmap Show. That's at 1 p.m. And it comes from Red Feathers Lake, Colorado. You need to check that one out. The Dream Vision 7 show is at 3 p.m. on Friday. And Saturday is Soul Town, the Sound of Music, out of Memphis, Tennessee. And that's at 3 p.m. The Dream Vision 7 show is Sunday at 3 p.m. And that's from Boston. So anyone that would like to listen to any of these shows, we have a wonderful guest on there all week long. Of course, my show's the best. So be sure and tune in to me every Monday at 6:30, that's Central Standard Time, or 4:30, and that's Pacific Standard Time. Well, we're starting to get a lot of people are calling in now, so I want all to know that we're going to have a great show, and we're going to talk for a little bit with Melanie, and then we'll start bringing you all in. So, again, get your questions. Right. Annie, the moderator, has not got online yet, so she'll be with you all in just a little bit and get you all set up. Okay? Okay, everyone. I want to talk a little bit about my special guest today, Monday, the March the 14th. Her name is Melanie Mitchell, and Melanie has the gift. She is a medium, a spiritual advisor. She's a healer and a teacher. You will be amazed as Melanie tunes into infinite, her inner guidance, to be a heart-centered space of reflection to guide and to heal. Her topic this evening is what it means to be a vessel. So we're all excited to see what she wants to share with us. Melanie recently gave me a wonderful reading, and she told me so many things regarding my departed family and loved ones. I was amazed and I was thrilled with her accuracy to connect with them. I know you're going to love what Melanie shares with you. So if you've got a question about someone who's made their transition, you know that you would like to see if she can make that connection for you. So get online. And again, Annie will be with you, the moderator, as soon as she can. I think she's here now. She's going to be checking in with everyone. Okay, well, let's bring Melanie in. And hi, Melanie.
Hi, how
Hello.
Are you?
Oh, great. Hello. We're so happy you're here.
Good to be here. Thank you.
Well, we have so much to talk about tonight, and I want you to, I know you just recently got through doing a panel up in Everett, Washington, where you live, and we've
yes.
talked a little bit about that, but tell us about that. That's kind of an ongoing thing and what all is involved with that, and then tell us, you know, some things that you're doing, and because aren't you teaching some development classes, some psychic development classes? I mean, I know you've got lots of things going,
yes.
like we all do. Well, anyway, so I'm going to turn you loose, and I want you to just share with us, because everybody wants to hear what you have to say.
Yes. The readers panel, we actually just finished one, I believe it was last week or March 4th, at Vision Quest Bookstore. It's, you know, in Everett, Washington, off of Colby Avenue. And, you know, what that consists of, there's about four and sometimes five readers that are on panel. And then, you know, you have a group or an audience that comes in. And the readers that are on panel intuitively pick, you know, people from the audience to offer any perspective or to answer some questions that they may need clarity on. And it's mainly, you know, just getting a little taste of each of those readers or healers that are on the panel. You know, I always say that readers are healers, you know, most of the time. You know, if you, especially if you're connected with spirit, you're doing some kind of, you know, work with, you know, healing or moving some bit of consciousness. So it's been really successful. We've had five of them, and there will be another one coming up in the next couple of months. We try to do it, you know, maybe every 2 or 3 months. And it's very interesting because being on the panel, you know, even though each reader has incredible talent, you know, all of the readers come with very great experience, and they've, you know, been practicing for quite a while. But all of those readers, when we get on the panel, we become almost a collective consciousness. There's a, you know, a feeling of great love and laughter and joy and just this willingness to want to assist people that are in need. It's normally $35, but what you get from it is pretty incredible because you get pretty much a perspective on one question by five readers. And I think you don't really get that in a lot of spaces, so it's really quite powerful. You know, it's a wonderful experience. I've co-created this as well with a wonderful reader named Denny Luna. She's so wonderful. She works out at East West Bookstore. You know, Nancy Drew, who was previously on your show, actually was on the panel this past time, and she's just incredibly gifted reader and healer. We just have so many people with so much love in their hearts wanting to help give to the community and, you know, raise awareness of spirit. So I think in the end that's what, you know, the readers panel is trying to do, you know, to kind of move the consciousness around and also, you know, help people know that they're not alone going through their processes. Because I'm telling you, you know, I've been telling people, I said, this year as much as we like to think the new year started in January, I keep saying that new year starts in April. Because there's just so many things that are going on and so many people going through, like, you know, ending things that they started last year, or, you know, kind of finishing up tidbits from experiences that they've had last year, that I officially said I'm going to try to start my new year in April. So that's fun. And then, you know, we also have, I am also doing a couple of development groups, when it comes to mediumship, trying to raise more awareness about mediumship in a loving and joyful, you know, experience. And, you know, because I think that when it comes to mediumship, there's so many ways that we can look at it, but in the end, it's really connecting to your loved ones, connecting to those helpful people, helpful guides that want to be of service here. And not to mention, as they're being of service here, we're also being of service to them. So, you know, talking to people and teaching people about, you know, clairvoyance and claircognizance, all the different clairs, and how to create boundaries, and, you know, in the midst of developing, because, you know, the more that you become an open vessel, you know, there's two ways that you can go about it. You know, you can allow yourself to be open with love, service, and joy, or you can get really concerned about things that can connect to you in that process of being open. So, you know, learning about boundary setting and learning about, you know, how to you know, work with spirit in a co-creative way is something that I really enjoy doing. And I'm currently working with also, I've been doing a lot of collaboration, meaning that, you know, I've been collaborating with very amazing women with, you know, with wonderful gifts to share. And there's this woman that I'm working with and co-teaching with, her name is Anna Knight, and she is wonderful. She does a lot of shamanic practices, a shamanic practitioner. She's also a phenomenal reader, great healer. I mean, I just am surrounded by incredible light and life force, you know, and even you, Pam, you are so incredible with, you know, what you give to the community and your readings and your healings. And I'm just so grateful, you know, to be surrounded by such, you know, empowering women. So just really happy about that. And, you know, there's some, I also do a sound healing circle every fourth Thursday at Vision Quest Bookstore as well. I read at Soul Food in Redmond as well every Tuesday. And it's been incredible. I've been just really focusing on how to strengthen my vessel. You know, sometimes I think what's been going on is that as soon as we say that we're stepping into our faith, our passion, our path, or whatever that is, we are always feeling as if we have to be of service to others, you know. But I think that as you become more of a service provider for yourself, and you allow yourself to be illumined by and wondered by, you know, or enjoy the wonder of the presence of spirit, or the presence of just your inner knowing or your inner self, you become a light. And, you know, as you become a light, you illuminate a path. And, you know, it could be the path that you're on, but it could also be someone else that's staring in the dark that's looking for a light, and somehow you become this light. And this light isn't necessarily light for saving people. Like I stress that a lot. A lot of people are like, well, what does it hurt to want to be someone that can save, or want someone, you know, to fix or to change? And I said, you know, It's important to feel and be illumined, but it's not, you know, it's not, I don't think it's our place all the time to make choices for everyone that sees our light. We can only be the strongest light that we can be. And then whomever is drawn to us, you know, they can make a choice whether or not they want our assistance, but it's not for us to, you know, put to force our light upon anyone. I mean, I just kind of go in that way because, you know, I think about the sun, the sun's energy. And I certainly wouldn't want the sun to come and reinforce its light on me, but I definitely love the fact that the sun that the sun gives me, you know, support or offers me a little light, you know, in the midst of my own, you know, doubt or worry or concern. And that's the kind of vessel that I'm working on becoming and that I am, you know. And so that's what I've been doing with some of the work, and I just want to continue to do that and bring more awareness that everyone is a vessel. Like, no one here is not a container of energy. You know, no one here is not a container of light, or, you know, not a container of the incredible dark feminine or dark masculine. You know, I was also wanted to bring that up. I don't know why exactly that's coming up, but here we go.
Okay,
you know, when we
tell
think
us about that.
Okay. Thank you. About darkness. You know, darkness is very interesting. I'm not, you know, I always say that I my choice is to stay illumined, you know, but, you know, the more that you become illumined, you know, it's like a moth to a flame. You know, all sorts of energy is drawn to light. It's not just light beings. It's also darkness is even drawn to light. But I don't think that all dark is bad or negative. And this is probably controversial some, but I'm going to say it anyway because I, to some degree, don't care. I think that darkness is actually, you can choose to do dark things with darkness, or you can choose to allow it to be an energy for you to be still in, to be at peace in. It's, you know, darkness, if there wasn't any darkness, the stars you would never see. If there wasn't any darkness, there would be no rest sometimes. There's a sweetness in being in the dark. It's the space where, you know, as a little fetus or a little baby, you're in that great stillness inside, in that womb space with your mother or with your, you know, with that incredible intimacy, and that darkness becomes the sense of unknown. And finding knowing in the midst of the unknown. So, you know, there are some people, some things, some factors in life that make darkness or make some parts of darkness, you know, kind of scary or, you know, bothersome. Because, again, you know, the darkness does have that aspect of being the unknown, the space of the unknown. Because we don't really look in darkness like we look in light, if that makes sense. But, you know, I think that, you know, the more that you allow yourself to be at peace with darkness or be still in the presence of darkness, the more you can either shine your light or you can learn to be still and strong within yourself and within your well-being. And you can give birth to all sorts of things. When I was studying and learning Nichiren Buddhism, it was interesting because a lot of the Buddhist practices, you know, you do a lot of deep meditation. And I remember the first thing that I practiced in Nichiren Buddhism was to learn how to meditate with my eyes open. Actually, I would like to say that actually went back even further. I had this wonderful aunt, and she's still my aunt, of course, Aunt Serena, And I remember one of the most beautiful things that she ever taught me was the power of praying just as I am, or being in the space of stillness, just sitting, you know, in a chair, or sitting, just knowing that I could pray anywhere, that I didn't necessarily have to close my eyes. And so I, what I did after practicing and learning how to meditate with my eyes open, I also learned how to meditate and be still in darkness with my eyes open. And this was an incredible experience because, you know, when you're in the dark and your eyes are open, your mind starts reeling with all the possibilities of what's there. Boogie boogies, all sorts of stuff. Just right there, you know, freaking you out.
I got a vision myself when you were telling me, oh, yeah, Well, that's interesting. I'm glad you're sharing that. But that is so true,
yes.
Everything you're saying about that. And we do have to seek the, you know, I keep thinking of in the tarot cards, the hangman, you know, it says that you look at that card, oh, God, that means I'm going to be hung out to dry. You know, it's nothing's moving on.
Yeah.
Everything's at a standstill.
Yeah.
But the other part of the hangman is says it's time to be still. It's time to just let go,
that's
do
it.
Nothing, stop, you know.
Yes.
And that's what the darkness is. It's just
that's exactly how I feel.
Well, and how many people? I don't mean people that can meditate with their eyes open. I mean, you can, but it feels more comfortable with them closed. So that's a feat in itself, right there.
Well, it's a I always say that meditation is forever practice. Just like all the stuff, you know. I was telling someone, I said, you know, all the things that I tend to not remember what I've channeled or what, you know, some of the processes of readings, which I think a lot of readers have the experience of doing. But I can tell you, like, there are some things, you know, you'll hear be still or be patient or don't worry.
Uh-huh.
And you go, how in the dickens can I not, how can I be still in the midst of, like, a, you know, something that just happened that just blows your mind? Like, how in the world can I do it? And it is a forever practice. Like, I would say once you decide to step into, you know, or allow yourself to be your best, to be a vessel to your fullest capacity, it is a forever practice. I think spirituality is never this thing that you put down. It's something that continues to illuminate your way throughout your life. So it's the same thing when you sit and you meditate with your eyes open or whatever. There's so many things. There's so much. There's life that happens. It's life continues to happen and thrive, you know, in the midst of, you know, darkness or in the midst of light. It continues, and the key is where you're focusing and where you, what your intentions are and what kind of vessel you want to be. And, you know, the more that you focus on who you want to be and where you want to be, you can withstand some of the things that happen in life. You can withstand them and get through them. And it's happy. I do want to say, I don't know, you know, I pulled a card before the show because I was curious and fairly nosy about what a card, you know, what would come up. And the card that came up was the bear, the bear totem. I don't know if anyone has, you know, worked with animal totems. I'm sure many people do. But animals can be really, really helpful when you're learning to be comfortable in the dark or to be comfortable in the unknown. Animals can be incredible allies and incredible gifts as we're going through our journey of life. And, you know, the bear is so powerful as we're, you know, the lesson of the bear is so powerful as we are kind of moving forward and becoming our incredible vessel to our fullest capacity. And the bear is very much about standing your ground and boundaries and healthy and loving boundaries. It's the same feeling if you see a bear, you know, going in for honey and you see all these bees coming around it, you know, the bear isn't going to go and, like, take that hive for one. It probably won't take the hive because the honey's in there. But the second thing is the bear is just swatting the bees away, not trying to kill the bees, but trying to move the bees out of the way so it can move in the direction that it, you know, of the purpose of why it's there. Bears also stand their ground pretty beautifully. You know, they, if you see one sitting in its own territory, I'm pretty sure no one will go up to it and have a conversation. it's good with standing ground, and it can be a very powerful gift to you if you have any sense of bear medicine or you have that around you. Bears are also very patient, but you don't want to irritate them. They just have a wonderful sense of knowing how to play, and, you know, even in the times where they're looking for survival, you know, if they can't find a salmon or if they can't catch a fish, they're still playing in the water for a while, you know, getting their hands wet, getting their hands, you know, or their paws wet and getting their paws, you know, kind of dirty so they can get used to, you know, the flow of the water, you know, and water is a very symbolic of emotional energy. So it's the bear is such a powerful gift to us, and it also teaches us, you know, how to hibernate. So, you know, again, coming back to that being comfortable in the dark, being able to know when it's time to rest and when it's time to go and do something else, you know. And I just think that was a wonderful card that came up. I was very excited about it. And it has been very helpful to me, that medicine, the bear medicine, as I'm going through my life, to pay attention to being able to stand my ground. Because, you know, as one as we all are, you know, as we are aware of our own oneness with the universe and with being human and human consciousness, we are also individual vessels. And this is a great gift, and it's also a great lesson in being in knowing who we are, you know, individually. And sometimes we have to stand our ground. And standing ground doesn't necessarily mean, you know, being mean and intimidating or anything like that. You'll notice with a bear, the bears are not trying to be intimidating or mean unless you really are trying to rile them up, and there they go. You know, it's more so about just knowing who you are. So if you have the test of, you know, people coming around and, you know, that are not necessarily your the favorites that you want to go and sit beside or be around, your gift and your test is learning how to be sit comfortably in yourself and, you know, not get caught up in where everyone else is. Be comfortable where you are. And so it's just a powerful
thing. And not feel guilty about being that way.
That's right.
The thing.
Not one inch of guilt, because that's, you know, guilt is kind of, again, I know that for whatever reason, every conversation that I have, there is the word fart. You know, the word fart does come up in some of my conversation. And guilt and fear both feel like really strong, powerful farts. And they're heavy and they're stinky sometimes, and they kind of keep you in one stinky space. And, you know, eventually you know, don't get caught up in guilt, because guilt can really, I mean, it can weigh on some people to the point where they don't make the moves that they need to make, and they don't stand their ground. They allow themselves to waver in a space of doubt. And I think that with guilt, when guilt comes, you do have to sit still in yourself and say, where is that coming from, and do I need to continue this? Do I need to continue the feeling of guilt? And in the last, you know, so bring it to your awareness and let it go, because, I mean, sitting in a fart really does stink. I know, I'm pretty sure everyone knows that.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I love what you've been sharing, and of course, I do have bear medicine. That's part of one of my
totems
is bear. So I love what you shared about bear, and that his name's Dancing Bear. Told me I wasn't having the fun. I need to get out and go dancing more.
You better shimmy.
That's right. Well, Melanie, we've got several people online. Let's bring somebody in and see what they've got to share or what their question
Thank
is.
You.
Now, look. We have several people, so Let me see. One, two.
One question, yes,
well,
yes.
Well, you got enough time that they can ask a few things, sure. But anyway, let
yes.
me bring, we've got Trish. She is from Rhode Island. She's been on for a long time.
Yes.
Hi,
hello.
Trish.
Hi, Trish. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Nice to hear your voice. I believe again, but I want to hear nice to hear your voice. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I always like listening to your show.
Oh, many blessings. Many blessings. And thank you. How may I help you today?
Well, it's interesting. I've been told by a number of people that an ex would like to reconcile with me, so I guess I'm wondering if you see that happening and where it goes.
Okay, I don't mean to chuckle, but they said the question is, do you want to reconcile with them?
Yeah, you know, I would. I would with a obviously kind of a new framework on how
yes.
things work.
Yes, that's it. So, you know, the feeling is it feels like it could go very well, you know, but it's going to go, thank you. It's going to go fairly well through time, with time. There's no need, you know, if he does want or they do want to reconcile with you, it's about kind of looking and listening and taking your time and creating and concealing the relationship. It feels positive to me. As long as you yourself remember to open up the gates of communication, you know, making sure that you say what it is that you need to say to them, you know, clearly, and allow, you know, both of you all, if you can let go of that past and jump into something present, it's a nice feeling. I feel nice and snuggy kind of when I feel it. It's like a snuggy, happy feeling, and it feels like it can take its own time. You know, you're a different person than what you were. You need to remember that. You have always been such a lovely person, but now, you know, you have an awareness and you have a clarity of what it is that you're interested in and what it is that you want. So, you know, allowing yourself to be who you are now and, you know, and not get caught up in what was is going to be a wonderful gift in your experience. I really do wish you luck in that experience, in that relationship. I do.
Oh, great. So just out of curiosity, do you see this happening soon? Because I have not heard anything.
Well, this is the thing. Did you end up writing him or did he write you? Did anyone write back to each other?
No.
Okay, so this is it. Spirit's like, where's the writing? I don't know what letter. Where's the writing? Where's the connection? It feels like, and I have to ask you a question, was there this sense when you all were in a situation, a relationship, that, like, it was like either you that was doing the giving part and the other person was it wasn't that they were taking, but it felt like you were like the main person that was always putting yourself out there. Is that true?
Well, in the beginning there was a lot of balance, but in the end it did feel like I was doing everything.
Okay, because they're showing me that this has something to do with the pause. I call it the pregnant pause. This has something to do with this pause. And for you, what I would recommend or what I would suggest, I would just send a hello, you know, a hi, how are you? Because it feels like it can stay very light. It doesn't feel like it needs to jump anywhere. It doesn't feel like any expectations need to be on it. It just needs to be like a greetings, I'm hello, you know, and that feels really good. I think that the clarity part of how far you would like to go in this relationship is something you may want to think about down the road. I don't know why, but I feel towards the summer. The summer feels really nice because they're showing me the nice beach and some beautiful water right here. It feels like around the summer I feel like I'm getting an awareness back about him, or I'm feeling his energy around me more consistently. So it's like it feels like a very gradual process, but I don't see why not. And it's really beautiful because this is such an incredible, it's like a choice. It's like it's not necessarily this destined thing per se, as much as it is, it's a choice to come back to someone that feels that was once close to you and get more clarity and enjoy each other's time. It just, it's really nice. I like this feeling. I really do. It's very happy over here. I don't know.
Well, thank you so much. I always enjoy getting a message from you.
I think that you are so, I just think you're so bright. And I just think, you know, your light, and when I say bright, not just smart, even though I know that you have an incredible brain, but there's, but you just need to know that you just have such a bright light. And, you know, the key for you when you, when you're moving in that, moving forward with this, is you want to really trust your gut feeling, because, you know, you get, you're an empathic person. So you feel when something isn't going the right direction, and you really want to honor that in this situation, okay?
Okay. Thank you again.
Okay.
Thank you,
Thank
Pam.
You. Many blessings. Take care.
You too.
All right.
Okay. Well, that was great. Well, all right, let's bring somebody else in while we're got a few people online here. I'm going to bring Georgia in from Memphis, Tennessee.
Hello, Georgia.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good. How may I help you?
Well, I'm in kind of a difficult situation.
Yes.
I'm in Memphis taking care of a friend who's very sick.
Yes.
And I want to go home.
Yes.
I want to
yes.
go back. I have a home in Kansas City, Missouri. And there's
do
so
you?
Many things that I want to do and get back there. But I feel kind of trapped, and I was wondering if you can tell me, do you see me getting home anytime this year? I mean, where I get to go home and stay.
Okay, so I got to tell you, so as soon as I'm talking to you, I'm feeling so much tightness in my throat, I can't even tell you. I mean, I'm glad that I can talk, because it was really tight, the tightness in my throat. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, the throat energy is always about speaking things into being, your will is in your throat, your self-expression is in your throat, and I really feel like you've been kind of, it's not like you've been choking, but it's like you've been kind of holding in how you feel to your friend, okay? And I know, I understand why, because you are nurturing and trying to, you know, be there and be a good person. Do you understand what I mean? Which, I mean,
right.
even if you weren't there, Georgia, just so you know, you'd still be a freaking awesome person. But my thing is that they're showing me it's going to be when you decide to draw the line. And again, I get this feeling of, you know, towards the, you know, May, the end of May, June, July, that energy right there. I feel like you need to go and take, if you can, take like a week to go home. I think you need to I know that you want to go back completely, and you're
yeah.
absolutely right. You need to take your took as fast as you can back. It's not that it's a bad situation. It just feels like you really need to have some space, big time. Like you need big time, like needing to take some space. So they're saying like you need to go and even take a little window, a week, you know, maybe a week or two, week and a half. There's also Thank You Spirit. They're showing me, and I don't know who this is, but they're saying that there's another friend that's down there in Georgia, or friend, or they give me sister, but I don't know if it's the sister to the person that you're nurturing, or if it's a friend that feels like a sister to you, feels like they could help or assist while you're going back home. But they're saying
yeah.
that you need to know that there's a lot of gratitude for what it is that you're doing, but it is better for you to go back home, get some puzzle pieces going, get some peace of mind, and then come back and then see where you want. But you need a mini vacay first, okay? Like a mini vacay. You just need to go and smell your house. I know that sounds weird. Like,
yeah.
I just need a good taste of my house. It's been like 95 years. Your friend is real. Thank you, Spirit. God bless. Your friend is truly very grateful for your assistance. But also, she is it a she that you're taking care of, or a man?
No, it's a he, ma'am.
It's a he, okay, a male. I feel like he has a lot of gratitude for what you're doing, you know, for who you've been. But I can also see that he can see that it may be weighing on you just a little bit, you know. And I think that, you know, taking a little bit of space. Now, I do have to ask one question to you. Is there, what is your concern about going home even for a little bit of time?
I'm afraid he'll die when I'm gone.
Okay, so look, let me tell you. I got to thank you, Spirit. I have to say something. I almost feel like this could be his father. I feel like his father may be in spirit. I'm not certain, but I feel like his father's
in
spirit.
Yeah, he is.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And I see his father sitting inside of the chair, sitting in the chair. I feel like this house may, I don't know if this is the same house that he was raised in, but I feel like his father, there's a chair or something there that feels like it's connected to his father, okay? I see his father sitting in the chair, and the feeling around it is that your friend does not want to be alone, but there's a part of him that does. So even if you're there, I have a feeling that even if you were there, I can't tell you the time or the hour because I'm not, you know, I'm not the great God or anything like that. But I think he, you know, even if you're there or not there, he may cross while you're not in the space. So my thing is you want to look at going just for a little bit of time, maybe 2 or 3 days. He's still holding your hand, in, even if you go, which is interesting. Your friend is very, a very loving and very kind. I can't explain, but there's a feeling like he is going to understand, and he may be able to relax a little bit because you're there trying to keep him going, and he may need some rest too. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's you know, and the thing is, you need to know that if he does cross, Georgia, do not worry. You've done everything, and you have done everything that you can do to be of service. I do see you needing. I see you placing your hands on his feet. Does his feet get really cold?
Well, he's got diabetes, so yeah, he has a lot of problems with his feet. He can't feel them. So, yeah, they probably do get cold, but he can't feel them much.
Okay, what I'm going to ask you to do, because, again, you feel, I don't want to judge, but you feel like your body is depleted, like, energetically. And what I feel is, like, you need to go outside. You need to, I know this is not, don't go and hug a tree, but go and put your hands up against the tree. And you want to take some energy, take that breathing in, take some life breath in back into you. Visualize, because I don't know if you do Reiki or anything like that, but you want to visualize a beautiful color light just pouring into your, from the base of your feet all the way up. And you want to do this, thank you, Spirit, up to 18 times, okay? 18 times, and they're showing me the color green. So I feel like the green healing energy is what you need. And you want to go up and down. And then you want to place your hands on his feet before you leave. Before you go where you're going, place your hands on his feet and send him energy,
okay,
before you go. You know, but you need to know that you have done such a great job, and you've even gone against your own patience, to be there because you care so much about him, and he says that what you have given to him has been such a gift, and you need to remember that. So no matter what happens, you let go of any guilt that you haven't been there the way you needed to be there. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, that's great. Right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. God bless you, Georgia. Beautiful to hear you.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, that was great. Oh, my gosh. I know that maybe gets a lot at ease here. Okay, we are doing good. We got 15 more minutes. Let's bring Sharon in from Ohio. And see what she got on her mind. Hi, Sharon.
Hi there. How are you this evening?
Hi, Sharon. How are you?
Thank you for taking my phone call this evening.
Thank you. Thank you. Many blessings. How may I help you today?
Well, I want you to look and if you can get see just any messages at all, which you're getting for me.
Okay.
How's that?
Okay. That's good. So you're like, what does the universe have for me? Yes, that's okay. So let me look here. All right. Sharon, okay, what I do see is there's a couple of things. Now, I have a question. Are you looking for spirit message or are you looking for divine guidance? Which one in between?
I want to see if you get any messages from spirit. I'm starting something new, and I want to see if I can get any messages on it. How's that?
Okay, good. Thank you.
That might be guidance.
That's helpful, because I was like, thank you. Yay, bing. Okay, this was good. That's a good feeling. Okay. What was interesting, the reason why I was asking is because they show me the first thing that I felt was your heart. Okay, not your physical heart, but your energetic chest. Okay. Or your energetic heart, fourth chakra, whatever you want to call it there. And I felt a little bit of, I don't like using words heaviness, but I feel like it's just, you know when you're giving birth to something and it's like your baby, okay?
Uh-huh.
You're giving birth and it's like your baby and you hold it really close and then you want to put it out in the world, okay? It's
mm-hmm.
like, and now I want to put my baby. It's not you're literally putting your baby out in the world, but you're kind of like putting it in.
I know what you mean.
You know? And your heart is kind of going like, ah, da, 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 da. Like, it's kind of at this, like, it kind of feels a little heavy, like, you know, I've tried to do something like this before. I've tried to do some kind of concept before, and I'm not sure if it's going to move forward. And there's kind of like this, it's not the past, but it's like this hesitancy because of the past. And they're saying to you to lift your heart. They're saying to lift your heart and be happy. You know, and this word happy is interesting. I got hit upside the head with this. There's this movie that we watched last night called Texas Something of Happiness. And it was funny because it was very much about how happiness is pretty much all the emotions in one, and it's just this incredible thing. But I see you needing to lift and be really happy about your investment and what you're putting out there, okay?
Okay.
And the hard part, though, so this is the test of the emergency broadcast system, but it truly is only a test, okay? What they're saying is that what's going to happen is when you put it out, there's going to be a feeling of doubt, okay, that happens at the very beginning, and you're going to feel like it's like questioned about how it's being received,
okay.
Like received by others. But it actually is you. It's not necessarily the truth about the product or the brand or whatever you're putting out there. It's more so about it feels like you're being vulnerable. Does that make sense? It's a vulnerability. And so it's like I'm nervous about putting it, you know, and that sometimes that energy kind of feels like it's coming from others, but in truth it sometimes comes from us. So just know that you're going to feel that kind of, I call it the vulnerable fart, and just know that you'll pass that wind, it'll be good, and I'm hearing A meaning like, yes, this is it's an A, and eventually it's going to be an A-plus in your mind, but right now it's definitely an A, and it's a go. You should do
it. I know exactly what you're, oh, I'm so glad. Go on.
Okay,
yes.
And the other thing, too, is your investment. Okay. Can I ask a question? Do you have a child? Do you have two?
Mm-mm. I have nieces.
Okay, you have nieces. Are there two
uh-huh.
nieces or is it one niece?
Two.
Okay. There's one of the nieces that I feel like you nurture them like they're your children. Like you love them very much. Okay? Okay. I mean, you really, really do. There's one, though, that's like, always tells you to kind of she's kind of, I feel, I'm not going to say the word goofy, but I am going to say goofy because I'm goofy. So I would just like to offer this goofy word to her. I feel like she likes to make light of things. And the feeling is that remember that in your process of doing this, to feel like there's, remember the childlike wonder, remember to enjoy more so the experience than the, I call it the bottom line. Don't worry, if you enjoy the experience of doing what you're doing, the bottom line is going to even out for you and even be better than what you think. But you have to let go of, well, I'm putting this out there and this is what I want back. It's more so I'm enjoying what I put out and my investment is awesome and you just want to keep going. But don't worry, it feels like it evens out for you. And I feel like your nieces, somehow this is the work that you're going to be doing is going to be helpful somehow to them. And I don't know if it's the actual work as much as it is the
then that can't
the
be
way
them.
In which it, yes.
It can't be them then. Unless it's someone at
yes.
work, that's somebody that's young at work.
Yes.
No, they're in a totally different field than me. They're in college. I mean, I couldn't be,
yes.
it's, maybe it could be somebody at work.
No. This feels like a niece. I can't like a niece
okay.
daughter feeling. But the thing
okay.
is that this there, it's not the business itself. But it must be the way that you handle the business that will be helpful along the line. You're good at giving advice to them, to one of
okay.
them, the one that really likes you, keep talking. And somehow your experience with this work is also going to be helpful to them. So
okay.
I just am excited. I'm so excited that you're getting your feet wet and that you're giving birth to a really cool baby, like
I know.
An energetic business baby.
You're so funny. Yeah, that was a great message. Anything else?
Right.
But you're absolutely right. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I'm sending blessings to you. I'm seeing a strawberry. This is very random. There you go.
Oh, strawberries.
A strawberry. I'm seeing strawberries. And, you know, so babies, you know, I know that strawberries have, you know, a buttload of vitamin C and things of that nature, but you know, I think just enjoy the sweetness of what you're doing.
I knew I got the message when you said, yeah, because they're good. They taste good. I
yes.
know what you mean.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so
thank
much,
you, Karen. God bless you. Thank you. I wish you luck on your endeavors.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Okay. Well, that was great. Okay, we have one more call, and this will be our last one. I think it's all the last ones on the show. And we've got Gina calling in from Georgia. Hi, Gina.
Hello, Gina.
Hi. How are you ladies doing tonight?
Fine. How are you?
I am good.
Good. How can I help you tonight?
I just want to see what Spirit wants to say to me in regards to career and finances.
Okay. I have to tell you, I saw you going, I can't do this anymore. I don't know why.
Yep.
I just heard this, like, I can't. And I see you sobbing, and I see you, like, I mean, I have adult tantrums. Like, there's a part of me that just wants that so badly. Like, I want to go to Target one day and just scream and, like, lay in the middle of the floor. But this is what it is. Like, I can't take, and I have to tell you, this vision is something that's very good. Like, you know, when you see someone in that process, means that you're breaking a pattern that you don't necessarily want to break.
Okay?
You're breaking, you're clearing some, you know, doing something the same way that you've done it is not working anymore.
Okay.
You know,
yes.
when it comes to whether it's work or money and it feels like you're breaking a pattern and you're doing it kicking and screaming, but you're breaking. You're breaking the pattern, and the
okay.
feeling is good because they're saying that there's a part of you that I feel like you've been doing
you know, I have to tell you, whenever I see and hear this from spirit, it's hard for me as a human because, you know, I know that there's a lot of people that do a lot on their own and by themselves, and they kick-took us doing it. But I feel like you've been doing so much on your own and by yourself, and some of it is because I feel like you've been, ever since you were younger, I feel like you've been trying to be the good in the family some. I don't know why they're coming, like, you're trying to do everything in the right way. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And so the shifting, yes, and so now that's changing. And it's not because you're not going to be good, you're going to actually be great, but there's this feeling of you can't hide the, you know, needing help or wanting to be supported and loved and nurtured. Like, this is no longer just for you to do for yourself. There's a feeling like you need to allow yourself to receive support. And the screaming is coming because it feels like you can support yourself, but it'll feel a heck of a lot better when you allow people to help you, you know. And and the other thing is with your career, have you been trying to have your own business for a little while, or are you moving into that?
I am. It's a little of both, actually, because the kicking and the screaming and the tantrums, it's because I want to work. I want to go back to the workforce. So it's just like, I can't get nothing to open. Give me stuff. So that's what I've been beating myself. I'm like, wait a minute, what is going on? What is wrong with me? You know, that's what I'm looking at.
So how long have you been out of the workforce? For about 2 or 3, has it been 2 or 3 years or just a few months?
It's been almost a year, almost, not quite.
Okay, a year. Because I'm hearing like 2 years, like a year, 2 years before the year of hiatus or the year of space.
Yeah, mm-hmm. 2 or 3 years,
Yeah, it's been kind of up and down,
Right.
They're showing me that, so the thing is that I see you getting this job, which is, it feels like it's completely out of your realm of what you want to work on. Do you do any caregiving? Do you take care of people? Like, are you a caregiver?
When my previous jobs have something of a caregiver background, counseling, nursing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. This is the part, it's weird because I see you getting a job like that. Like, I see you getting, there's one that's going to be out there and you're going to get it. Like, it's going to be there. And then I see you being, I mean, so I see you getting kind of bored with it. You know, I don't feel like you're just needing to go back to what you were in. It
feels
like,
I don't want to do that.
You know, there's a feeling like you may want to get some background in possibly doing project management. I don't know why they're saying project management, but doing management work, and it's not big, heavy stuff. It could be that you're managing an office or managing something like this. But the feeling is that it's more so about you getting a job. Your job for you will be just the job. And it's going, and you're like, well, Melanie, well, that sounds sucky. I'm just going to let you know. No, but this is not that. Your job, it's supposed to be a job for you that you can get the money to feel comfortable and stable and all that particular stuff, and then be able to enjoy what you can create outside of the job.
Exactly.
Okay?
And that's exactly what I want to do.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So the feeling is that if you keep, don't try to go back to where you were. Don't keep going, I need to get back. I need to get back. Because if you keep saying you need to get back to something, sometimes it takes you, you know, if we think about the present time, think about where you are right now. Think about going all the way back to where you were. Look at how much, it would just be a pain in the butt.
It
you
will.
Know?
It will be.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just be a pain in the ass. It's just a lot better for you to say, this is what I want to do now. You know, I want to get back into the job field, and I want to focus on doing this. This is what I would like to contribute to my community or to my world or whatever it is that you want to do. So I'm going to go and I'm going to do this office manager thing, and then when I get out of work, I can focus on building something that, you know, I want to do or love to do. You should also look at doing some work with healing, just so you know. So once you get that basic kind of traditional, that good old office, get your money job, you want to go and get, you want to start looking at either doing healing touch or doing some form of, or learning craniosacral or some more, investigate more on some of the energetic healing, because you have some really beautiful hands. Your hands have some nice heat that runs through them. And I think that you need to kind of learn about some stuff around the healing modality. I don't know what you're going to do with that, but if, you know, most of the time when we're studying healing or any kind of thing esoterically or metaphysically, as much as we're trying to do it to be of service to others, we're also healing ourselves. So look at some energetic stuff. But girl, you're going to be just fine. Within like 3 or 4 months, I feel the sun shining back your way. But you've got to have faith that you've got to have faith that what it is that you really want to do is going to happen. Not the stuff that you want to go back to. What you really desire here and now.
Right. Exactly. And I'm trying to open up my makeup. I'm a makeup artist.
Yeah.
When I freelance. So I'm trying to go into that realm. And so I can create the money that I need.
Did you look at, is there a Sephora down there?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Why don't you look at that? I know you want to be freelancing. This is true.
Right.
This is true. Mm-hmm. But you may want to look and see what they've got over there.
Okay. Yeah, I can do that.
Okay.
I can do that.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I know that you're like, you know, my thing is that it's more so about just getting your feet nice and wet and somewhat, you know, soggy inside of the water. And then you're going to be able to, you'll get your clientele to move beyond that. But I think what you're asking for is that you need the steadiness. You want steadiness.
Yes, exactly. You're right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So,
That's right.
Go right on. Go get your man, you know, even if you become a manager or whatever it is, go get your money, girl, and then go get your, do your freelance makeup, shabapa bapa, and enjoy.
That's right.
Okay. Do your shabapa-bapa. Okay. All right. Love and blessings to you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Take care. All right, bye-bye.
Well, what a great show this evening. And, honey, everybody got on and you got to talk to everyone. That's always exciting. You know, Melanie, I love doing this show because, again, people have answers, questions, and they want some answers and be like, where do they go? And I feel like that we can give them, you know, a direction and among other things.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, sounds like I wanted to ask Annie. She's been real quiet since we've been doing the show. Let me bring her on. Hi, honey.
Okay.
Hey, honey. What a great show, Melanie, as usual.
Thanks.
Yeah, I just wanted to see what if anyone's coming through for me. I've lost a lot of people lately, and does anyone come through have a message? Am I going to win the lottery?
That would be freaking cool. If you win the lottery, Powerball. I mean, now I'm going like, if you win the lottery, tell us your numbers. But by the time you do that, we won't need your number because you've won the lottery. Oh, well.
That's right.
Yeah. So, anyway,
and then I'm coming to Seattle.
Ooh, yeah. You better come on down here or up here or wherever we are. So,
right.
Let me check in. I have a question. Do you have so I'm just going to tell you what I see because that would be most helpful. Was there a person in your life that had a lot of issues, like almost like a swollen arm or swelling in their arm? like any swelling in their arms, like they have, like they may have had, they could have had either diabetes or what is it called, like It's like when you have a lot of water inside of your, you know,
fluid.
Like inside of
I'm
your
fluid.
Joints of body, fluid. Yes, fluid. Did you have a friend? And I feel like it may be they may be male that had any kind of issues like this.
Well, I'm wondering if it was my uncle. I have not seen him in a while, but I know in the end he did, like recently.
Okay, he's showing me his arm, and when you say that, I'm hearing yes, yes, yes. Was he kind of a big guy? Not too, you know. I feel like he could have been like 5'8", 5'9", like something not
yes.
tall, but tall. Taller than myself, you know, I'm 5'3".
Yes.
And I see him, he's showing me his arm just so I can know that this is him, and I don't know why he's showing me this, his arm, but he's cracking up now. Because I'm like, why are you showing me your arm? And he's cracking up, and he's going like, he feels like he used to be someone that liked to make jokes, if that makes sense. And
yes.
he's like, you know, if you see something, you know, scary in front of you, not scary, but like something that would feel like a little uneasy, he would just probably crack up. Like he's that kind of person that does
yes.
little jokes and stuff. And so he's freaking out. His father, he's like, look at that. And he's saying that, and now since I'm talking to him, his arm is cleared up, okay. He was afraid. It feels like he was afraid that something would have happened, that something more needed to happen with his arm. I don't know if they were thinking about cutting it off or something where it could have been far worse than what it was. But he's saying he realizes that he didn't take care of himself as much as he should have on the earth. It felt like
okay.
he kind of looked at life for a long time. It wasn't that he was in denial, but sometimes he was afraid of looking at who he was, if that makes sense. Now he sees who he is, and he's saying hi to you, you know, because there's parts of you that, you know, when it comes to your physical body, I think your body is fine. I can't prescribe or diagnose. I know nothing in that realm. But there's a sense of, you know, don't allow yourself to take care of yourself. Keep taking care of yourself, keep nurturing yourself, and, you know, don't be afraid, because if there's something, I don't think there's an, well, if something is, you know, when you have some things that are genetic that's through your family, you know what I mean,
uh-huh.
like your mom's side or something, you get like something, he's saying like, just because your family has stuff doesn't mean you necessarily have to carry it. Okay.
Right.
So
okay, good.
So honor
great
yourself.
Message.
The other thing too, did you know someone named Betty?
Betty, yes.
Is she on earth still, or is she in spirit?
She's in spirit.
It was my aunt. Was there someone, did she have like a Betty Lou? Would she have been like a Betty Lou?
Betty Lou. I don't know what her middle name ever was.
Okay, she kind of feels like a Betty Lou, but she's coming in and she's got her. She's looking nice over here, just so you know. She's all taken, put together, and she's like, hi! She's really, like, super happy to see you, okay? And she's got her hair. Oh, my gosh, her hair is kind of big. I don't know why her hair is big, but I'm seeing her hair, and she's so happy to see you. She says, tell everybody hi. But I'm thinking that would be awkward to say, you know, Betty said hi. You know, just
right.
she's waving and she's saying hi. And she says, you need to keep in touch. And it feels like, you know, you think about your family and your friends that passed, but sometimes you just think about their death. You don't really check in to see how they're doing. Okay.
Right.
They're saying, you need to check in. They said, check in. She's like, keep in touch, like, talk to me. And, you know, you can talk to them about anything. Your grandmother, again, I have to ask you a question. Do you know anyone by the name of Gretchen or a woman mm-hmm. that has a strong G name, G-R name.
G-R.
I'm gonna leave you that name. There's a word. There's a name, Gretchen, that's coming up. But
I'll have to think
a,
on that.
Okay, because there's that, and there's another woman, and she's very voluptuous. I always say that, you know, if I eat, I like to have some chicken. That's my favorite thing. She feels she really likes chicken and some good food. Okay, she's very voluptuous and beautiful. She's here in spirit, and she's waving at you, and she's I almost feel like she could have been a friend, so she said, I was with you when she's saying to me that she was with you when you were growing up. So when you were growing up, she was there. Is your mother in spirit? There's so many people, so I'm just like, oh, my gosh. Is your mom in spirit, too?
No, my mom is here. I have became her caretaker in 2014.
Okay.
So my mom
lives
with me.
Does she have a sister that's in spirit?
She doesn't have a sister, but her brother just passed. And that's who I think the man who was showing the arm is.
Okay, because this is, there's a
His
woman.
His name is Billy.
A, yes, okay, yes, I'm hearing ding, 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 and then I'm hearing duh. Like they said, duh, of course, duh, I'm hearing duh in spirit. That's very funny. But the thing is, there's a woman who is very voluptuous that's also here, and she's just sitting across, like she knew your mom. She may have knew you when you were younger.
I think I know who it is.
Who is this?
Her name was Nina.
Yes. Did she pass kind of like in her, when she was in her 50s or 60s?
Well, probably in her late 60s, like last year.
Okay, because feels like she had some stuff going on with her legs and some stuff. And she's sitting in a chair in spirit, though, now, and she's waving, and she's saying, hi. And
she was always very voluptuous and real sexy, you know.
Yeah, she was. She's just really, like, you know, liking this guy, a beautiful body, you know, curvy, curved.
Yes.
And she just comes in and she says hi and she waves at you. And she says, thank you, because you've always been so precious. She talks about you being precious. The other thing, too, is that you're okay. Oh, is your mom seeing people in spirit? Has she been talking like she's seeing people?
Well, I don't know. I told her when her brother passed, it was very upsetting to her, and so we actually have him here in my home. And so I told her to just talk to him and call him forward. You know,
okay.
And that he's there.
Well, you know, he's not in the ashes, but I can tell you what, he is in the house. And if you see, almost like they're showing me a rainbow kind of light that's at the corner of your eye, in the living room near the TV, like around the TV area, I'm seeing this little, like this kind of light, and this may just be him walking around the house. So just know that he's there. But you've got a few people walking around your house. It's not scary. It just feels like your family likes to be in your house.
Yeah. Believe it.
Okay.
I also wonder about my brother-in-law.
Okay, let me look.
Because I think he likes coming to my house too.
Did he like cars a lot?
Yes.
Was he a fan of cars? And did he like oil? Because I'm smelling oil around him. Did he used to fix cars or like to be around cars in that way? Or he just
Definitely fix cars.
Okay. Because I'm seeing
he was always buying
them,
fixing them up, selling them.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. And I see him, I'm seeing him okay. He feels kind of sad, though, not in a scare. I don't feel like he's lost or anything. I just feel like he's kind of down. Did he have a wife or kids? Wife?
Yes, a wife.
And
my sister-in-law.
It almost feels like he didn't. He was a great guy, but he felt like he was kind of reserved, so he wasn't always talking about all of his stuff. Do you understand?
Right.
All the things that he needed to do, it felt like he kept to himself some things, you know? And
yeah.
he does wish that he could have said more to her. It feels
okay.
Like, I don't know what he would want to say, but it feels like she needs to know that he did love her. And his
yes.
and his children, or he loves his family, and he just wants her to know that you know, he saw all the things that she did for him, you know,
yes.
and she would do things quietly, and he wouldn't always say anything about it. Do you understand? Like she would take
yes.
care of stuff, and he wouldn't, you know, always acknowledge it, because you know sometimes you can take people for, you know, not intentionally for granted. But when you're focused on your own stuff, you lose
yeah.
sight of people, you know. And he's just coming
yeah.
in and just telling her, "I'm sorry for not always saying thank you."
Okay,
okay?
And I will tell him I will give her that message.
Okay, and he says
sure.
thank you for watching over. Did he have a daughter?
He has two daughters. One I have gotten to know over the last couple years.
Bing,
Christy.
Bing. I'm sorry. That's who he's talking about. He's saying thank you. He's saying thank you for watching over my kiddo. You know,
okay.
You've been really
good.
You know, just checking in to see how she's doing. It's been helpful. The other one is doing okay too. But he's just saying thank you because you know the one that you've gotten to know, she can sometimes have some emotions. You know, and
yes.
you know she doesn't always allow herself to relate to, and he just says thank you for watching over her. That's really good. So thank you.
Okay. Well,
okay.
Thank you, honey. Wow.
Thank you. Many
okay.
questions. I send you love, and I just hope that you have a wonderful, wonderful evening.
Thank you. You too. And thank you for
thank
a great
you.
Show.
Thank you.
Well,
thank you,
Melon. I love you. Know what? When you come back next time. Everybody that calls in has to have a spirit reading. I want you to just answering, you know, what kind of job am I going to get next year? We're going to tell them that you're there to make connection to their loved ones on the other side, because this is so good. And, you know, people, you get,
thank you.
You are so good at it, is what I'm saying. You need
thank
to be,
you.
Good
well,
at everything.
I always say the spirit comes in all messages. So I always hope that if, you know, regardless of what, let people bring whatever they want to bring, I just feel comfortable. I do love doing spirit messages because it's beautiful. It's just a wonderful experience.
Yes.
Well,
thank you.
Thank
you.
Yes, thank you, thank you. Well, okay, everyone, we're going to close this evening and be sure and get back in next Monday at 4:30 at Pacific Coast Time to Cosmic Contact Japan, and have a good evening, everybody. Have a good week.
Bye-bye.